From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Palm Beach State College can start looking for a new president. Dennis Gallen plans to retire next year, June 2015. He's led the Lake Worth College since 1997. He's credited with expanding the school from the 11th largest community college to the 7th. That includes adding 19 buildings across four campuses and increasing the endowment from $7 million to $31 million. He's the state's fourth highest paid college president with an enrollment of 48,000 students annually. Gallen says the reason he's calling it quits, he'd like to take his foot off the throttle of his professional life and start to enjoy his family. Social Security is showing its age and desperately needs reform. So say a trio of Democratic congressmen in West Palm Beach last night. Rick Stone reports they vow to protect Social Security from so-called Republican deficit hawks and even make it more generous.
Betty Allen worked her last 23 years as a lunch lady in a school cafeteria. She retired with a monthly pension of $114. These days, it's her Social Security that allows her to break even every month.
I'm just thankful I can live independently still, and I don't have to live in my car.
Allen is one of four retirees who came with Congressman Ted Deutsch, Alcee Hastings, and Patrick Murphy to West Palm Beach City Hall to be examples of the need to maintain and reform Social Security. The latest Social Security trustees report said the system can pay full benefits only until 2033. Deutsch said Congress should pass the Democratic Social Security Reform Bill.
That would shore up Social Security for more than 75 years.
The bill would pay for higher monthly benefits by collecting a slightly increase Social Security tax on all salaries, but there are legislative opponents. Social Security was supposed to be the third leg of that retirement stool. Now at the age of 79, it's being asked to stand by itself. I'm Rick Stone in West Palm Beach.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Paul?